The Public Relations Officer of Ghana Tourism Authority, Ben Ohinaye, says though it looks like this year's celebration is not being given enough publicity, the reality on the ground is different. He said in an interview with Radio Ghana that the enthusiasm among the diasporan community is still high and they will be in the country in their numbers to participate in the celebrations. He outlined some activities starting from today.
This year's celebration coincides with the 50th anniversary of the African Union. It also coincides with the 150th Emancipation Declaration in the United States, and it also coincides with the 50th anniversary of the death of a very prominent Pan-Africanist called the W. Boy. So this year's celebration is very, very important and very significant to the Pan-African Drive and the African Renaissance programs that we've been running in Ghana over the years.
What has been the objective of the celebration of the Emancipation Day?
Is to celebrate Pan-Africanism, celebrate the emancipation of the black man from the bonds of slavery, to make the African feel a sense of confidence that the African will not be subservient to any system, that the African will not play second fiddle to any human being.
There appears to be less enthusiasm now about the celebration. Why is it so?
That is only a perception. The enthusiasm is still there because the African community is still very enthusiastic about the program. They are still very eager of coming. This year we'll have a lot of them coming down for the celebrations. The light that we lit in the late 70s to celebrate Pan-Africanism in Ghana is still as bright as ever.
Which major activities should we expect?
The activities include a reef laying ceremony that will from the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park then to the George Padmore Library, and then we'll conclude at the Du Bois Center in Cantonment. And there will be a reverential night at coast. There will be a colloquium at the University of Ghana. There will be a Women's Day. There will be Deba of Chiefs and People on the 27th. There will be a Grand Deba of Chiefs and People at Victoria Park in Cape Coast. And then on the 1st of August, we'll climax the Emancipation Day at Asimanso, where we have the Slave River. That's the last place the slaves had their bath before they were transported to the castles in Cape Coast.
The Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Ben Ohinaye.